One, two, three. I already started recording. So, anybody who's going to talk is going to be caught. All right. Where is Samiha Auden? Here. You need to scan it. Oh, that's for the week before. Okay, got it. All right. Now we're going to start to learn about Surah the Spider. Surah what? Spider.
Spiders
are awesome.
No, seriously, my dad even studied it.
What?
We're the spider.
What's the name of it?
Wait,
we have to memorize the whole thing?
Oh my god.
No, it's like 74 ayat.
Exactly. Are we going to have to memorize it?
No.
And then the first part is ayahs 1 to 2.
Part 1
is going to be ayat 1 and 2.
The spider. But the part about the spider doesn't come until like ayah 40.
Yes, but the concept starts from the beginning and propagates all the way. We're going to focus on the concept.
Are you
going to
memorize it all?
It's like you build up
No. Memorizing the entire surah is way beyond
the
scope of
this
school.
It's possible. I memorized all the
surahs. Oh, definitely, it's possible. Okay, so ayah 1 and 2. What is the first ayah? The first ayah is Alif Lam Mim.
What?
Whoa, that's so cool.
Alif.
Oh my god.
Lam Mim. This is how it is written.
Say, what number surah is it?
I'll ask the TA to bring me the Quran.
Do we have
and
to
then
bring
I'll get the number.
Quran?
Well, how about where? The
in those baskets.
Quran light.
Do we have to bring our
own Quran Explorer?
Do we have to bring our own Quran?
You memorize it. You memorize it at home. And then I test you over here. You don't memorize it in the class. That's going to be a waste of time. So, it is surah number?
Alif Lam.
Okay. Surah number 29.
What?
And then it's
the spider.
Surah 29, what?
After Alif Lam Mim, it's
that's
yes, that's right. Alif Lam Mim, this is the way it writes, but the way it is read, you say Alif Lam Mim. And you make this one long, you make the Lam long,
Alif
and this, you make this long. So it says like this. Alif Lam Mim. Repeat with me. Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim. These are the memorization grades. 10, 10, 5, and then 0. Okay, Alif Lam Mim.
Alif Lam Mim.
With me. One, two, three. Alif Lam Mim. You notice we blend this meme and this meme together. Did you notice that? We're blending both memes together. So it becomes Alif Lam Mim. Did I say Alif Lam Mim?
No.
I said
Lam Mim.
Okay. So they blend together. These two together. Blend.
Bad boy.
Jeez. Okay? So, Alif, ha, would be Alif Lam Mim. Because it is, unfortunately, it's not written that way in the Mushaf. But if you open the Mushaf and you're not, you didn't learn Quran class, you will read it as Alam. Alam. Alam means pain. Alam means pain.
Pain.
No, that's the other one's qalam. الذي علمه بالقلم. Qalam.
Oh.
Egyptians are, you say alam, but that's not true. It's not the right. Okay? So, trust me, it's a big, big shame on you. It's like an egg on the face. If you open the Quran in front of anybody and then you read this saying alam. Alam. Alam means pain. And then the person is going to say, you're so ignorant. That is Alif Lam Mim. And I've seen people opening the Mus'haf and reading it as Alam. Okay? So that was really, really, you know, a big shame. Like, they felt really ashamed.
Alam.
All right? Alif Lam Mim. Okay? Then the next ayah is?
Two.
Ahasiba.
Two is four in Arabic, right?
Ahasiba.
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 And then? An-nasu. Okay, you notice that whenever you have a noon with shadda, you make it long. You make the in sound. Sound. Long. Long in sound. Okay, so ahasiban nasu. It's like when you read Surah Al-Falaq. You say what? Surah Al-Nas. So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. Whenever you have noon or meem with shadda, it takes the gunna sound, which is ahasiban. You got it? And nasu. These are the rules of tajweed. Ahasiban nasu. And then an yutraku. An yutraku. Whenever you pronounce that, you don't say an yutraku, you say ay yutraku. So this one is gone.
Whoops, wait.
Whoa, it's gone.
It's gone. So you say ay yutraku.
Ay yutraku.
So ahasiban nasu ay yutraku. Okay? Same thing here. أَن يَقُولُ. Same thing. This one is gone.
Wait, why did they write it there?
Huh?
Why did they write it there?
Because...
It's a إِخْفَى.
No, that's إِدْغَام. That's إِدْغَام. So if you want a rule, we call this مَدَّة. And we call this idgham.
Oh my God.
And we call this idgham.
Complicated.
Idgham, idgham. Got it? So, أَحَسِبًا نَاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا. Okay? So, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا. Now you're going to repeat with me. Okay? أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا. So, because this is, it has شدة.
Yeah, it stretches.
Actually, let's call this غنة. It's better. Call it غنة. So that we make it easier to classify. So, النسو, this noon is classified as غنة. That needs غنة. And these are classified as إدغام. And here is classified as another غنة.
Oh, what the? The غنة has غنة in it.
It's like, look how the غنة. آمن. See? آمن. This is a very good music in the Quran. And you know how the Quran music fits with events. So they both fit together or fits with the meanings. آمن. No talks. Yes.
I'm not talking.
What you're going?
Wahum. La yuftanun. No, I mean, it can't be like that. You can drink it in the break. Okay? So, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ Repeat with me. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ
Is that the end of the A?
Yeah, this is the end of the A.
If it's يُفْتَنُونَ Then the ta and the noon should be switched.
Yuftanun. Masha Allah, Masha Allah, Masha Allah. Masha Allah, Hania. I'm so proud of you.
Hania's a good girl.
She's really smart. And this is amanna because here we have madda followed by hamza. We call it four unit what? Mad. So that's why you see on the top of it, you see this mark. You see this mark? Do you see this mark here? This mark means 4 unit mad. So what is this mark? What is this mark here?
4 unit mad.
So you say what? Yutraku. An, okay, so you don't say yutraku an. If you say yutraku an, it's wrong. Because you need to say yutraku, look at, you make it four times the period of time required to pronounce one letter.
Four harakas.
That's right, 4 units or 4 harakas. So you say, and this is the mark. This is the mark for the 4 harakas. Or this is the mark for mad. So if you see it in the Quran helps you. Marked, it is marked to help you. Okay? So now, for the last time, to get with me, for the last time. Ahasiban. Okay, let's start from Alif Lam Mim. Start. 3, no conversations. Well, pay attention, everybody. Just a second, for this ayah. Just for this ayah. Are you following me? Ready? Everybody, attention. Repeat.